Colleges and universities, research labs, and tech startups will all be General Electric's new neighbors once GE moves its headquarters to Boston's Seaport District. The so-called innovation economy is one reason GE chose Boston as its new home. But GE isn't the only one that stands to gain from the move. As WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, many in the tech center are also excited about the opportunity to learn from GE.
Okay, so you might say that GE is not moving that many people to Boston, around 800. Plenty of companies here are bigger, including some barely a couple years old. But none of those made a profit of $15 billion in a year. Despite being so old, it has a name as boring as General Electric. For a company founded in 1889 to still be on top of the commercial world is a rare business accomplishment.
GE is a great company. They've always figured out a way to reinvent themselves, and they do it through just really smart people and smart technology.
That's Vance Loisel, the CEO of Sentio. The 30-person startup makes smartphone apps to help people show their insurance companies that they're good drivers. Taking a break from looking at Seaport District office space, Loisel says the idea of having General Electric next door is pretty exciting.
GE sets an innovation agenda, and just having, you know, initiatives come out of that kind of company, people of that caliber, I think there's just a lot of opportunity for all companies in Boston related to that move.
After all, the 800 GE employees manage more than 300,000 people in 170 countries. Those managers oversee the creation of jet engines to power plants to MRI machines, serving complex and regulated international markets. That is an organizational feat, to say the least.
This is huge, and I'm not sure people really understand how big it is.
Bill Ouellette is managing director of MIT's Entrepreneurship Center.
So we're in Boston really good at getting companies going and getting 10, 20, 30 employees. But do we get those companies to get to be billion-dollar companies? And to do that, you need strong managers. And that's what we're going to get out of this new partnership with General Electric.
And it won't just be the top managers. GE plans to bring in thousands of up-and-coming leaders from around the world for training and collaborations. The prospect of bumping into a deep-sea project manager or a molecular design team leader at Barrington Coffee on Congress Street will be a huge attraction, says Scott Bailey.
GE will definitely be a place for people to go. I think it'll also be a place for people to stay.
Bailey is the managing director of Mass Challenge, the startup accelerator on Dry Dock Avenue. He helped make the official pitch to GE executives a few weeks ago. He says having GE's headquarters here will make his job easier.
With all of those activities, there's going to be a great opportunity for us to attract a whole new set of companies, and it puts us on the map in a new way.
General Electric has had the longest continuous presence on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but there's no guarantee that success will rub off. Still, tech leaders here hope that having GE in the neighborhood will help Boston companies learn how to get bigger and better for a long time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.